Each of us has to decide many times each day whether to do good or to compromise on what we know to be right, to honour God or to turn our back on Him. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's kind of sobering when you think about it like that, because all too often we don't think about things much at all. We just kind of react the way we've always done. Someone annoys you and you follow the well-worn path either of snapping at them or detesting them in silence, whatever your poison happens to be. But whether we choose to honour or to dishonour God in that moment, either way, there are consequences. The whole of the Old Testament is the story of Israel's struggle to honour God and failing miserably time and again. After a very long period of turning their backs on Him by worshipping idols and forsaking justice and mercy, God allowed them to be invaded by the Babylonians and exiled into slavery for 70 years. But that was never what He actually wanted for them. Isaiah chapter 48 verses 17 and 18. The Lord, the Saviour, the Holy One of Israel says, "I am the Lord your God. I will teach you for your own good. I will lead you in the way you should go. If only you'd obeyed me, then peace would have come to you like a full-flowing river. Good things would have come to you again and again like the waves of the sea." If only they'd honored and obeyed Him, God's blessings would have kept coming at them like the endless waves of the sea crashing on the shoreline. But they hadn't, so they had to live out the consequences of their sin. Our choices, my friend, have consequences. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, wherever you're at, God is a God of grace and mercy. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.